Vladimir Guerrero Jr. has dominated whatever baseball diamond he could find. As the youngest player in AA baseball, he hit an incredible 402 average with 14 home runs and 60 RBIs in New Hampshire. As a member of the Toronto Blue Jays organization, it's easy to see why Canadian fans would cross the border to get a glimpse of their team's future.
Vlad brought us across the border to this park, that is right.
Tracy Peters is one of several Blue Jays fans who visited Coca-Cola Field for the first time last night. With Toronto's season essentially already over, she's looking towards what the future has in store.
Well, a few years ago when the Jays made the playoffs, it was super exciting and things have sort of just slid a little in the past couple years. So I think we're looking more towards the future.
Fans showed up 3 hours before the game even started just to get a glimpse of Guerrero Jr. taking batting practice. Southern Ontario native Mark Jeffries, another Canadian attending his first game at Coca-Cola Field, says Toronto is chomping at the bit to see him in a Blue Jays uniform.
They don't understand why this guy hasn't been called up to the Jays. So, I mean, it's nice to see that they got brought up here to AAA. I mean, he's been tearing up AA.
Guerrero Jr. made his presence felt right away in last night's game, drawing 3 walks in his first 3 plate appearances. The crowd eventually started booing the Iron Pigs pitchers. They seemed to be content, not giving him anything to hit, after going up 8-0 after 2 innings. The Bisons, like the Blue Jays, have struggled mightily this year, and just like the fans, Guerrero Jr. knows prospects are important to Toronto's future success.
I mean, the players in the system plus the players in the big league club, he hopes that in the next year they can create something really good and special.
So what does this MVP caliber prospect have left to work on before getting to the major leagues? Bison's manager Bobby Meacham says he just has to keep doing what he's been doing.
Not everybody pans out, right? But we're hoping this one does. You just kind of keep going day at a time and truly set up a good routine that helps these guys get better. And he's got a routine in place right now all the way through the system so far that's helped him get better and really grow every single year he's played. So we're going to continue that and hope he turns out to be a great one.
Reporting for WBFO News, I'm Nick Lippa.